is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Another effort to institute term limits for Sea Alaska Corporation's 13-member board of directors has failed, despite receiving a majority of yes votes from shareholders. Similar term limit measures also failed to advance in 2012 and 2016. This year's measure faced a steep hill to pass. It needed more than 1 million shares directed by shareholders to succeed. With nearly 1.34 million shares recorded in the decision, it still fell short by almost a 2-to-1 margin of shares in favor compared with those against. More than 600,000 shares weren't counted either way. Shareholders hold various amounts of shares. The more shares they own, the more weight their vote carries. In the race for Sea Alaska's board of directors, three of the four seats up for election went to board-endorsed candidates running on a joint platform. They were newcomers Lisa Lang and Angela Michaud. Morgan Howard was re-elected for a second term. Independent candidate Karen Togg filled the fourth open seat. The Juneau resident touted her experience working in finance as an asset. She'd like to see the regional native corporation partner with urban and village corporations as well as tribal governments to create jobs across Southeast.
Because I believe that if we have a good economy, then we can help provide jobs for our shareholders so that they can provide for their own families. I think that's a bigger benefit than a once or twice a year dividend.
Because shares rather than shareholders are the counted in the vote, it's nearly impossible to say which candidates received more support from individual shareholders. Sea Alaska is based in Juneau and has more than 22,000 shareholders, making it the largest of Alaska's dozen regional native corporations. It reported more than $700 million in revenue last year. At its annual meeting, the Sea Alaska Board of Directors reappointed its management team, including CEO Anthony Malott, Chief Operating Officer Terry Downs, and Vice President of Legal Affairs Jaylene Kukesh. A Chilkat mask woven to document the coronavirus pandemic has been donated to Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau. Famed weaver Lily Hope created a similar mask as part of an online art competition in April. It took her 60 hours to weave the mask, which was later acquired by the Burke Museum in Seattle. The mask fits similar to those worn in public to protect people from contracting COVID-19. But it was woven using an intricate technique practiced by Indigenous people living along the Northwest coast for hundreds of years. In an earlier interview, Hope explained her intent to create a lasting piece of art that reflects the tradition.
When the person goes out, if they are a carrier, they are essentially protecting their whole community from being sick. And that's foundational to the Tlingit, Haida, Tsimshian peoples. And really, like my aunt said it the best, that the mask serves to record that we took care of each other during this time.
Hope told the Institute she wanted to donate the mask to express gratitude for the organization's continued support of her art. The mask, called Chilkat Protector, was donated at a ceremony at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, where Hope and weaver Ricky Tagaban also unveiled a commissioned Chilkat robe. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.